Stop wasting your time trying to figure out total square feet. Do this instead. Let's talk about the 3.6 rule and how it can make your bidding life a whole lot easier. Congratulations, you are awesome. You were just given your first new construction blueprint. Now all you have to do is calculate the total surface area of the walls and ceilings so you can properly figure out how much material you need to buy. I took this very simple blueprint that I recently received, and as you can see, the total finished floor square feet is 2,344. Now, I know this house has both 8 and 9 foot ceilings, and it took me about 20 or 30 minutes, and I calculated all the spaces. I ended up with a total of 8,467 finished drywall square feet. Now, granted, this number is highly accurate, but it took a lot of time. There has to be a better way. This leads me to my secret way of finding finished total square feet. But before I tell you, please remember to hit the like and subscribe button. I really would appreciate it. 20 years ago, a drywall friend of mine shared with me the 3.6 rule, and it changed my life forever. He said very simply, to find out the total finished drywall square feet, simply take the floor square footage and multiply it times 3.6. And as you do that, the total number of finished drywall square footage will be revealed. Let's take a second and see if this is actually true. Now, quick disclaimer before my big reveal. If you have a lot of super high ceilings or maybe some very heavy texture on the walls or the ceilings, you may want to do a multiple of like 3.8 or even 4. But this will get you close. As I mentioned before, in my blueprint, we have a total finished floor square footage of 2,344. Now, as I was doing all my calculations, I double checked to make sure that their blueprint was accurate. And my number that I came up with was 2,351. So we can see we're off only by 7 square feet. Not meaning to brag, but that's pretty good. So let's take that 2,344 square feet. We multiply it times that 3.6 number we just discussed, and we get a total of 8,438.4 square feet. Now, if you remember, earlier, I calculated everything the long way, and it was 8,467 square feet. So the difference was only about 28 square feet. So this is very accurate. Now, that leaves us with one big question. I'm just pausing here to be dramatic. Now we know how to quickly and simply figure out total finished drywall square feet, but let's talk about how much material we need to order. We can answer this together by clicking on this link or by looking at the highlighted video in the description.